You may not understand. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure. I want to bite your hand. And when I bite you, I feel heavy here inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can hide. I can hide. I can hide. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure. Old vampire has sharp teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Oh, he sleeps all day long, dear, but he comes out every night. Shoot, when that bat bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet pillows, they never spread. 'Cause old Count Dracula is so thirsty that there's never a trace of red. In a coffin, every morning, lies a body, cold and still. But tonight, dear, he'll awaken, shoo, and go out to drink his fill. In a castle in Transylvania, shoo, lies our hero underground. But don't go near there after nightfall, 'cause old Drac is back in town. Or the wolfman, he also lives there. He comes out every time he sees that moon. There's Frankenstein's monster and faithful Igor and the creature from the Black Lagoon. Every beast there, shoot, they have a feast there. Ghosts and phantoms all hang around. That line, it forms on the right, dear. Now that Dracky is back in town. Back, old Drac is back.
behind the giant wall, there lived a huge gorilla, the most monstrous monster of all. His name is Kong, and they call him King. You can tell why in the glance. And everything's that jumper, then he goes into his dance. Starts to monkey around. All the natives worship him. He's their very favorite beast. And he's always guest of honor when they have a special feast. Then the jungle drums begin to play a beat they know he'll dig. And Giant Kong puts on a show that's really, really big. To monkey around. Oh, I come from Transylvania with a black cape and a hat. And every night when I go out, I turn into a bat. Oh, vampires, don't you cry for me, 'cause I come from Transylvania. I'm Count Dracula, you see. Can you be a vampire bat? Bela boy, Bela boy. Can you be a vampire bat? Charming Bela. I can be a bat that night when the moon is shining bright. But right now, I cannot leave my coffin. Waltzing Godzilla. Waltzing Godzilla. You are a monster from under the sea. When you come into town, you kill everything for miles around. You'll come a waltzing Godzilla with me. And even though he is all finished, I'm in an awful plight. I can't shoot him full of electrodes. He lies there, cold and still. They've cut off my electric power, 'cause I forgot to pay the bill. I come from Transylvania. I am Count Dracula. You see. Cool days, cool days. Much more fun than school days. Sneaking around after midnight chimes. Committing all sorts of unspeakable crimes. We do our work without the sound. You hardly can tell that we've been around, except for those empty holes in the ground. Oh, we're just a swell bunch of kids. They're much more fun than school days. If you're building a monster, they'll help you succeed. We'll go out and dig up whatever you need. We've been expelled from a dozen schools. They say body snatching's against the rules. So now we are known as the dropout ghouls, but we're still a swell bunch of kids. All right, swing! Oh, what a crazy saxophone player. He's a swinger. Where did we dig him up? That's a nice tomb he's playing there. We'll have to use him at our next grand opening, too. All right, enough of this cursing around there. Everyone back to work. Last one in is a rotten grave robber. Careful, that's a grave accusation you're making there. Don't leave a stone unturned. On a mountain, near a village, in a castle big and fine, dwelt a doctor off his rocker, and his name was Frankenstein. His approach was scientific, and he had a secret lab. Its main feature was a creature, which he built upon a slab. Oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. You'll be sorry, Frankenstein.
Oh, I put the thing together with some wires, screws, and bolts. Then I charged the giant body with 100,000 volts.
Oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. You'll be sorry, Frankenstein. But the monster was a killer, and he murdered 8 or 9. So the villagers got angry, dreadful sorry, Frankenstein. They attacked the doctor's castle, and they burned it to the ground. And they got rid of the doctor, but the monster's still around. Oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, oh, my doctor, Frankenstein. You have gone and made a monster. Now you're sorry. Frankenstein. Oh, I'm gonna tell you a story. One that's a favorite of mine. It's about two ghastly creatures built by Dr. Frankenstein. He was their monster. But they made him all wrong. Oh, Frankie the monster met Elsa in old Dr. Frankenstein's lab. He knew it was love from the very first sight when he saw her on that slab. He was her monster. But they made him all wrong. Then Frankie, he said that he loved her and wanted to stay by her side. He grunted and growled, she screamed and she howled. Then he asked her to be his bride. He was her monster. But they made him all wrong. The wedding was held in a graveyard one night when the full moon was high. I went there myself, disguised as a bat. It's the only way to fly. He was her monster. But they made him all wrong. As soon as the wedding was over, Frankie started to dance all around. That's when the bolts in his neck came loose and his head fell to the ground. He was a monster. But they made him all wrong. Was
a romance between Frankie and his lovely bride. Cause they couldn't put his head back on again, no matter how hard they tried. He was a monster, but they made him all wrong. I hope you'll remember this story when it's dark and you turn out your light. Because somewhere that headless monster still wanders through the night. He was a monster, but they made him wrong. Look out, here he comes.
All right, kiddies. It's time for bed. I want you to get a good day's sleep.
Papa, will you read us a story?
Did you drink your blood like good little vampires? All right then, get into your boxes, and before I bite you goodnight, I'll read you some monster goose rhymes. Oh, what a swinging band! Sing a song of sixpence, a casket full of rye. Four and twenty vampires baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the king began to glow, and out flew the vampires and got him in the throat. Had a cake, Frankenstein. Make me a monster, big and fine. Attach the electrodes, turn on the juice, and when it's all ready, just let it run loose. Where, oh where, is my werewolf gone? I can't find him any place. With his fangs so sharp, and his claws so long, and there's hair all over his face, shoot. Little Miss Muffet, she sat on a tuffet, a very unwise thing to do. Because Dracula spied her and sat down beside her. Now Miss Muffet's a vampire too. All right, go! Pop all that noise. It's enough to wake the living. Corporate band number one on the deadbeat pole. Monster, monster, sat on a hole. Monster, monster, had a great fall. He was smashed all the bits. Well, I said that's okay, and I built me a new one the very next day. What are little monsters made of? Yes, what are little monsters made of? Wires and bolts and 10,000 volts. That's what my monster is made of. There was a mad scientist who lived in a lab. He had 20-foot monsters laid out on a slab. But don't be afraid, there's no reason to scream. That's the Transylvania Globetrotters basketball team. See how they fly. They all come out when the full moon beams. For miles around, you can hear their screams. So good night, little kitties, and pleasant dreams. Good night now. I'm gonna get a good day's sleep. Ooh.
Let's dance the monster bossa nova. It's the very latest thing, sure. It started in far off Transylvania. Now all the vampires really swing. It's the favorite dance of every drooling ghoul and even teenage werewolves do it after school, shoot. Every night when the moon is full, the monsters gather round. They all meet down in the graveyard just to dig that crazy sound. The mash is through, and so's the twist, because the creatures of the night insist on it. Oh, it's got a beat that just won't quit. Why, it really is intense. It's even the old Dr. Frankenstein give up his experiments.
I can't figure out just what went wrong. Now my monster does the bossa nova all night long.
It's got the smoothest rhythm. Why, it makes you want to flow. But be careful, or your partner might sink her fangs into your throat. Then nothing will ever make you fart, unless some square drives a wooden stake into your heart. Hey, there's the wolfman and the old gypsy woman.
My son, you have the mark of the werewolf upon your hand.
I thought I told you to wait in the wagon.
Go, vampire. Remember, where there's life, there's blood. Oh, it's growing light outside. I'm getting sleepy. Back into the box and close the lid gently. Good night.
There's a place called Transylvania that's very, very old. The days are damp and foggy, and the nights are black and cold. But wherever I may wander, and no matter where I roam, I always will be yearning for my Transylvania home.
Carry me back to Transylvania. That's where the vampires and the monsters walk the night. That's where the werewolves all speak in the moonlight. And innocent victims just disappear from sight. That's where ghastly creatures all sleep in the daytime and prowl through the darkness from dusk till early morn. That's where mad scientists build their creations in old Transylvania. That's the place where I was born. All sleep in the daytime and prowl through the darkness from dusk till early morn. Oh, that's where my coffin lies open and waiting until I return to my Transylvania home. Oh, what a home, hot and cold, running blood. Make my bed and light the light. I'll sleep all day and kill tonight. Good. Good night. Close the lid now. It's growing light outside. Don't hang upside down. The blood will rush through your head. Good.
Ho, ho, ho. You and me. Little black bag. How I love thee. Ho, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee.
in London town, who carried a black bag all around. With a big long knife, he made his fame. Jack the Ripper was his name.
Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee.
He'd find his victims late at night, and wait until the time was right. Then reach into his bag of black. Quite the cut-up was old Jack.
Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee.
Finding him was very hard. Just ask the boys at Scotland Yard. He knew his horrible work, they say. Then in the fog he'd slip away.
Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee.
They never caught him, so beware. He may still be around somewhere. If you see a man with a bag that's black, run for your life, it might be Jack.
Oh, 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 jump for joy, Jack the Ripper, you're my boy. Oh, 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 you and me, little black bag, how I love thee.
Go, Jack, go. Oh, that boy really tears me up. He cuts everybody.
Exploitation Podcast, the Halloween edition. That was Dracula's Greatest Hits by Gene Moss, 1964, RCA Victor Recording. Right now, here's The Mummy, composed by one Rod McEwen, performed by the ambiguous names of Bob and Booby, Bob McFadden, Sphinx Records.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Kooky Kooky Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well, watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Kooky Kooky Lend Me Your Comb?
Oh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you got a warped groove.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.
Monster. Transylvania twist, that time.
Who asked you, you bloodsucker? Well, thank you, well. Mash cool.
Igor, you're cramping my style.
All right, let's try it with a little bit of soul now. All right, now let's try it without soul.
Somebody stepped on my wig. Look out,
my children of the night.
My style.
Matt, calm yourselves, my children, calm yourselves. Show you zombies, show you bats and crackers, show my children.
I like the twist better. Get out of my way, please.
How do you do, boys and girls? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I'm delighted to find that you believe in ghosts, too. After all, they believe in you, so it is only common courtesy and politeness to return the favor. As a matter of fact, I tell them human stories all the time, and they enjoy them immensely. Now, of course, the best way to listen to ghost stories is with the lights out. There is nothing like a dark room to attract ghosts, and you may like to have some of our mutual friends come and listen with you. Are the lights out? Good. Doors closed? Blinds drawn? Excellent. Don't worry about the ghosts getting in. They can slither through keyholes and under doors, you know. Now, just be quiet. Hear that slithering? Ah, good. Now that we're all here, we can begin. First of all, let me say that I have always been curious about those things which makes the average person's blood run cold with fear and horror. But then the average person becomes upset over such simple things as a door opening, footsteps in the hall. An ordinary owl or cat. And they make such a fuss over simple things like the fluttering of a bird's wings, a girl's voice on a summer evening, or for that matter, a dripping faucet, as we seem to have here. But you and I are above these things. However, it might be best for me to get a wrench and turn that water off completely. While I'm doing that, why don't you listen to the first story, The Haunted and the Haunters, or The Pirate's Curse. It's about the housing shortage some years ago. I'm listing rather heavily to the starboard side, and unless I can paddle my way to the kitchen to find some high ground, I may not be with you much longer. Well, at any rate, whilst I attempt this intricate naval maneuver, here's a story about a man named Sam Preston, which I refer to as the Helpful Hitchhiker.
You probably never heard of Sam Preston. I didn't till one rainy night in spring a couple of years back. I was barreling along Highway 6 into the foothills of the Rockies in a 30-ton diesel carrying about 20 tons of high-octane gasoline. It was pretty windy, too, as I recall. But even though the visibility was not so good, I had to make time on account of that flat I had outside Omaha. Almost midnight, and I wanted to get to a diner and get some coffee because I needed it pretty bad. I was having trouble staying awake. I've been doing these long hauls for about 15 years now, but I never made this route. Anyway, I'm doing about 50 and staring at the white line in the highway, and rain is splashing off the windshield and the wipers are going lickety-split. And then I saw him. Now, I'm not one to pick up hitchhikers. You never know. Might be a hijacker. Besides, we got orders not to. I got a glimpse of him as I went by, and what the devil, here's an old guy out in the storm and no raincoat, and it's a good 10 miles to anywhere. So I hit the brakes hard, and I could feel all that gasoline sloshing around in the big tank piling up the weight behind me. But I pumped the brakes till I stopped and then waited for him to catch up. Boy, was he soaked. He swung up into the cab and dropped into the seat. "Thanks, fella," he said. "Here," I said, and I handed him a towel that I always keep handy for washing and shaving. Before I even asked him, he tells me he was out walking and got caught in a storm. Wasn't going far, he said, but every little bit helps. Seemed like a gentle old guy, gray hair and all. Used to be a driver himself, so he knew all about trucks and long hauls. Said he stopped driving about 10 years ago, and now he had a part-time job. Didn't tell me what it was. His name was Sam Preston. Anyway, he knew the roads, and we talked some. Every so often, I'd glance over at him. The lights from all the dials on the dashboard gave him a funny look, like he was sitting there in a kind of a misty glow. And his voice was like a whisper that somehow cut through the noise of the motor. Those diesels make quite a racket, you know. Oh, he asked about my kids, which was pretty strange since I didn't recall saying anything about them. Well, after a while, he told me that the place he got off was just a little ways ahead, and so I started to slow down. Just before he got out, he told me about a diner that was about 2 miles up ahead, but said to be careful because of a hairpin turn just before you come to it. The curve was not so bad, but this time of year there might be rock slides, especially with all the rain. He jumped out and thanked me, and I leaned over to the other side of the cab to thank him for the tip, but I couldn't see him. And just like that, he was gone. I didn't see any houses. So about 10 minutes later, I ran into that hairpin turn, and it was a good thing I was taking it easy, because there in the road ahead was a great big rock slide, just like Sam said there might be. I left the lights on and I jumped out. The truck couldn't get by and I'd have to call the main office. I crawled over the big boulders and I saw the lights of the diner. Just then a state trooper car drove up and told me they'd have a bulldozer there in a couple of hours and I could get through then. So I went over to the diner. I made the call and the dispatcher was pretty nasty. I was pretty nasty back, too, because all I could think of was 20 tons of gasoline exploding and me in the middle of it. Nothing to do now but wait. I sat down for some coffee and told the guy behind the counter all about it. I told him that if it hadn't been for Sam Preston hitchhiking, I might look something like those hamburgers he was frying up. The counterman dropped a fork, and he looked at me. Who, he said? Sam Preston, I said. Lives around here someplace. Maybe you know him. Used to be a truck driver. Yeah, that's right, said the counterman. Sam Preston was a truck driver. About 10 years ago, he was caught in a rock slide out there about where your truck is standing. He was killed.
My chair sank. I'm addressing you from the top of the refrigerator. Never at a loss, however, I managed to salvage my small radio transmitter as I floated past the closet. And while the water is creeping up over my knees, I am attempting to attract some nearby plumber. Well, there go the batteries. Nothing to do now but wait. The last few minutes are the hardest, you know. They always have been, for me at any rate. If I'd only thought to bring the vanishing cream, which brings us to a story about a boy named Jimmy.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Bordy sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
you mash. Young boy. Mash good.
Monster mash.
Right now, we'd like to introduce Dawkins, our lead singer, Mr. Boris Love. Boris is all ready to do his favorite song. We can get a couple green lights on his face. Sing a song called The Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, when my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
It's called the monster mash.
Whoa.
The laboratory in the castle leaves.
Whoa.
In the master bedroom where the vampire sleeps.
Whoa.
The girls all came from their hamlet. A jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It got all the flash.
The monster mash.
It's called the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. Yeah. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfgang, Dracula and his little baby boy. The sea was rocking over, digging the sound. Igor on chains, that wild thing hound. Often bangers were about to arrive. With the rope, the beach boy pie. They did the monster man. It's so cool.
There's a hallway jukebox in the tumble-down shack. Plays the kind of music sends shivers down your back. Put a nickel in if you better go near. Careful not to scream. I like a sure shoulder. Well, I'm a fool, a ghost who likes a music cool. Then I found I was spirit bound. Phantom life won't be so cool. If you want the kind of music that rocks you with a fright, play that haunted jukebox in the of the night. Listen to the phantom as he screams out his boast. Gather around you, vultures. I'm the ghost of the most. Well, I'm a fool, a ghost who likes the music. Then I found I was spirit bound. Phantom life will be so cool.
You better take care. Your head. You'll rave and dance.
Come back, honey. You don't stand a ghost of a chance.
I'm a fool, a ghost who likes the music cool.
Then I found I was spirit bound. Phantom life can be so cruel.
You slay me. Sorry, I spook. Melody.
On a night when you are out on a lark, all alone and so afraid of the dark, that's the time you may encounter your host,
who?
The rockin' ghost. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kind of weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post?
Who?
The rockin' ghost.
Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swinginest cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
ooh,
the rockin' ghost. The rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost. Rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost. The rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost. Rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost. Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swinginest cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
who?
The rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost, the rockin' ghost.
I was walking alone Saturday night. Me and my baby, we had a fight. When a creature swooped down in the gloom and rode away with me on her broom.
Oh, Earthman, I've come to take you.
Spacemen fly. Soon as we got there, I knew why. The shakes and the shivers ran down my spine. It was the land of a female Frankenstein.
Oh, Earthman, you're gonna like it.
Started it in their hair. I tried to run, but what could I do? They had four legs where I had two. They hugged me for breakfast, squeezed me for lunch, and just like bananas, they kissed me a bunch. Weren't no stopping them, no siree. And that was the start of the finish of me. They had me. Like Macbeth, 'cause they hugged and squeezed and kissed me to death. So
still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Just heard a single called Screaming Meanies from Planet X, composed and sung by a man who passed away less than 2 months ago named Merv Griffin. This was back when he was still a singer and songwriter before he became a mogul. He was still, I believe, a game show host from time to time during this period in the late 1950s. Anyway, Screaming Meanies from Planet X by Merv Griffin. Before that, we heard The Rockin' Ghost, an obscurity by the Archie Blair Orchestra from also the late 1950s. Before that, Shaky Todd and His Monsters, The Cool Ghoul. And before that, we heard a version of the Monster Mash performed by the Beach Boys, of all people. Mike Love taking the lead in that version of the song off the LP Beach Boys Concert, preceded by the original Monster Mash, performed, of course, by Bobby Boris Pickett. This Halloween will be the first Halloween since Bobby Boris Pickett passed away April 2007. The man who first sang and composed the Monster Mash and went straight to number one 3 different years with the Monster Mash, Bobby Boris Pickett. Before that, we heard tracks off of Alfred Hitchcock Presents Ghost Stories for Young People on Golden Records. Before that, Monsters Mash Party, the B-side to the 45 Monster Mash, Bobby Boris Pickett. Before that, Monster Shindig, a 1965 7-inch single on Hanna-Barbera Records, sung and composed by Danny Hutton, who would go on to front Three Dog Night. This was several years before that when he was still a teenager. Monster Shindig. And we started off this set on the Generation Exploitation Podcast with The Mummy by Dore and Bob, a different version than the one I'm used to. Right now, we're going to finish off the show with the familiar version of The Mummy, still performed by Bob McFadden, but as you'll notice, The Mummy and The Beatnik both sound different in this version. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Thanks for tuning in. Good night.
Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh yeah. Like help.